Doubt says no. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Doubt says no. Now, what does that mean for doubt to say no? Doubt says no whenever we are afraid that we don't know the answer. Doubt says no whenever we feel that we'd like to understand what's going on and we don't understand it. When we do not say to ourselves, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. When we say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer, we have no doubt. We have confidence in knowing that which is within us, knowing that which is the truth about us. But whenever we say, I don't know, I wish I knew, I wonder, that's confusing. We are adding to our own confusion. We are adding to our own unhappiness. We are adding to our own lack of ability to know what's going on. Now, do you want to know what's going on in your world? Do you want to know how things are functioning in your world? Do you want to know what is the cause and what is the effect in your world for anything that exists? Well, you can, and we do. We know that every time we doubt something, we cannot do it. Every time we doubt something, all of our energy, all of the wisdom, all of the power within us joins forces to prove to us that we don't know it. It blocks our awareness. That word was on the tip of my tongue. I had the thought just a moment ago. I must be getting senile. I'm forgetting all about the things that I did so easily before. What's happening to me? Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, that is that friend of ours called doubt. And it is a friend because we invite doubt into our life all the time. Now, if we had the ability to realize that doubt is merely an activity in the mind, and that it's an activity that we do not need to have, to associate with, to be part of, it's an activity that does not need to control us, once we realize that, then we put the cause in motion, which is not contrary to doubt, but which is belief, which is, I know that I know, which is, I understand, which is, all is in divine order. Now, it's so easy to flip off the wagon. It's so easy to fall off the habit. Yes, that's the word, to fall off the habit of thinking positively and thinking uplifting thoughts at all times. It's so easy to fall off of that habit. Now, why is it so easy to fall off that habit? Well, because that's what other people around us are doing. Other people around us are falling off that habit and making it appear as though that is what we really want to do. That is how we really want to live our life. That's what really is important for us. That's what we think. Now, why do we think that? We think that because we have made it a habit to say that this doesn't work, or that's too difficult, or you have to study for years. You got to have 12 years of playing the piano before you're any good. Well, you are good playing the piano the minute you believe you're good playing the piano, the minute you think you're good. Now, believe and think are the same thing. The minute you think that you're good on the piano, you're good, and you like it. Now, do you like it when you hear yourself sing? When you're very happy and you're just singing your heart out, do you like it? Do you think, wow, I feel so good? And do you think your voice is just wonderful? Do you go into the shower? Oh, my, my. Do you go into the shower, into the bathroom? And while you're bathing, you sing. And you sing and you sing and you sing and you sing and you sing. And you think, whoa, what a wonderful day. What a wonderful way to live. I tell you, it is fantastic. I feel so good, so wonderful. And what happens when you do that? What happens when you do that is you're listening to that inner self. You're listening to that inner genius. You're listening to that inner love. When people sing in the shower, they do sing well. When people sing in the shower, they do have beautiful voices. When people sing in the shower, they do have a wonderful repertoire. They remember songs that they hadn't paid attention to for a long time. When people sing in the shower, they're good. And for some reason or other, their ears are washed out. They can hear very well how well they sing. Now, when you doubt yourself, you don't sing. When you doubt yourself, you don't do anything. Now, have you ever walked on a lonely path where there's nobody around and you feel like singing, but you don't because you don't think you sing well? Have you ever done that? Have you ever done that where you go out and you think that you can do something and you don't do it? Yeah, we do that all too often. We think we can do something because we don't do it. Now, what's going to happen when you think you can do something and you don't do it? Nothing. Nothing. There's no exercise that's going on in you. There's no feeling that's going on with you that says, yes, this is all great, good, wonderful, fantastic. And you don't do it. Now, have you ever thought you'd like to sit down and write a poem? Well, sit down and write. Now, what do they say about a writer? A writer, oftentimes, most of the time, well, not most of the time, but often, a writer will sit down and will start writing. And he will just prime his pump. And as he starts writing, the things that he's writing are really inconsequential. And he's writing away, and he's typing away, beautiful typing. And he's doing everything so wonderful, but nothing good is coming out. And then all of a sudden, boom, an idea flips into his mind. And he shifts the gear and goes into that idea that flips into his mind. And he starts writing about it. And his writing is good. Now, the genius is non-possession. Non-possession. So you take those first few pages that you wrote, which were just sort of warm-up, and throw them away. Do not hold them because they have some good thoughts in them. Those good thoughts will come back again when you want them, but let them go, let them go. When you start writing, then you are writing beautiful. And write. But be able to be non-possessed and throw away those first few pages that were inconsequential. They may have been good. They may have been something you wanted to say. Well, you said it now, throw it away. And go on with what you have as your theme, as your topic, as your genius, expressing itself beautifully, wonderfully. Possession and doubt have a lot in common, don't they? When we possess the past, we doubt the present. When we possess anything that goes on in our life that's unhappy, and we say, oh my, oh dear, I'll do that again, I'm making mistakes, then that's what we'll do. If we think to ourselves, we do not know how to do something, every ounce of our energy will be pointed toward not knowing how to do it. Not knowing how to do it. Now, we want to change that. We want to put a new cause in motion and say, I do know how to do it. I do know how to do these things that are important to me, that are fun for me, that are joyous for me. I do know how to do them. And I do them wisely and I do them well. Oh, my goodness. And pretty soon you stop thinking that way. And what's the next thing you do? You do it. You just do it. There's no doubt in you at all, and you do it easily and wonderfully and perfectly. You do it because it is fun to do. And because you do it because it's fun to do, you find that there are ways of handling anything in life. And you no longer doubt anything. You no longer doubt yourself. You no longer doubt the world. There is peace on earth, and the world is ready for it, and the world enjoys it now. And you have no doubt about it. No doubt about it. You get up on the stage, and you look at the audience, and you think, oh my God, what am I going to say? And you don't say that. You don't say that. You get up on the stage, and you look at the audience, and you don't start with a joke. You don't start with nonsense. You start with something very significant, because you want to go down that significant path. And so you say, today is a day where we are going to put causes in motion that will make our lives the most beautiful, rich lives that we could ever dream of having. Now, you see, that's a constructive idea. And as you build on that constructive idea, other ideas flood into your mind to support that constructive idea, and you come up with all sorts of ideas that, hey, that's pretty good stuff. Hey, that's in the right vein. That's doing the right thing. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And doubt says no, and you say yes. And you build up the habit of believing in yourself. It's not a believing. We all believe in the invisible. We all believe in those things we can't see. But believe in yourself. Believe and know that you are the master. Believe that you're putting constructive, positive thoughts in your mind as a habit. And you are having constructive, positive results in your life. Every moment of your life. Under all circumstances of your life. You are the master. And as the master, it's the most wonderful thing in the world, because that's just who you are, and that's who you always will be. Know this now. Doubt says no, and we don't need doubt in our world. Be positive. Be uplifting. Realize that you are the master of yourself and all your thoughts and all of your life now. Have a good day. And know that I am thinking these thoughts about me, and I'm thinking them about you, because I love you. I love you. I love you.